Five members of his security detail were bunked with him in the cold barn. Though it was pitch black, he could hear their snores and he could smell their bodies and the gun oil from their Kalashnikovs. The other five men who'd accompanied him from Makhachkala would be outside on guard, along with half of the local force. Each man awake, his rifle in his lap, a pot of hot tea close by. Israpil kept his own rifle within arm's reach, as it was his last line of defense. He carried the AK-74U, a cut-down barrel variant of the venerable but potent Kalashnikov. As he rolled onto his side to turn away from the draft, he reached out and put a gloved hand on the plastic pistol grip and pulled the weapon closer. He fidgeted for another moment like this, then rolled onto his back. With his boots laced on his feet, his pistol belt around his waist, and his chest harness full of rifle magazines strapped to his upper torso, it was damn hard to get comfortable. And it was not just the discomforts of the barn and his gear that kept him awake. No, it was the gnawing, constant worry of attack. Israpil knew well that he was a prime target of the Russians, because he knew what they were saying about him. That he was the future of the resistance. The future of his people. Not just the future of Islamic Dagestan, but the future of an Islamic caliphate in the Caucasus. Nabayev was a top priority target for Moscow, because he'd spent virtually his entire life at war with them.